Now, I know we got a lot going on here in the world. We got this crazy election, which nobody seems to understand.
Right.
And now the CNN poll just came out. It's now, according to CNN, it's a 5-point differential.
With Clinton
and
nationally.
Trump. Yeah. And that's different than the 11 points that ABC had yesterday.
The weekend.
It just tells you that the polling can be a little bit wacky, which worries me. I'll be honest with you. I don't know what to believe and what not to believe anymore.
That's a huge swing, right? That's 5 to 11 points. That's a big deal within one day.
That's two different universes being polled there. I don't know. All I know is that I'm with Michael Steele on this, that I happen to believe in the tracking of polling, and I'm certain that she is ahead, but that does not mean that on November 8th, she's going to win this election, because you still got 2 weeks to go and anything can happen. All right, so we will, but more on that a little bit later on. We got the Cubs, we got the kids are in Cleveland, we got Kevin and Violetta there. We're going to check back in with them in just a few minutes. But we dragged Phil Rosenthal out of the Tribune Tower, down the elevator, 4 flights.
Right.
To join us, to talk about this. And just explain this to me, Phil, because I don't understand how they can do this. AT&T, one of the largest conglomerates on the planet Earth, is going to merge now with Time Warner, one of the other larger conglomerates on the planet Earth, to control everything that you see on your TV and on your phones. How does that work?
Well, they want to own Earth.
Okay. Thank you, Phil Rosenthal, for the Chicago Tribune.
They shall inherit the Earth. No, you know, it's a good question, and I don't know that they can. You know, on the other hand, I've been wrong on a lot of these where I thought there was no way you're going to allow so-and-so to merge with so-and-so. I actually found myself remembering, as news of this started to leak out over the weekend, that I remember going on CNN in 1989 and talking about the inherent dangers of a Time Inc. merger with
Warner Brothers.
With Warner Communications.
And now look.
And we were, you know, at that point, we were in the shadow of the breakup of the Bells. You know, it's like someone compared it online. It's not an original thought, but to when they shoot the Terminator, robot, and it just the metal reforms, you know. You can't stop this thing.
That is true.
So I don't know how you do it, because this is an awfully big, chunk of the media and communications, infrastructure and content. So, they have very smart lawyers and very good PR people and wonderful lobbyists. And
well, I think that's how they do it.
That's of course how they do it.
So let's assume it happens. Yeah. So now, what happens to the consumer?
Whatever. What always happens to the consumer? You know, here's the thing. You watch the ads on TV these days. They talk about how with, AT&T bought DirecTV, and DirecTV has content, and you can now stream that content on your phone. And if you watch it on your phone, they are now not charging you data. That doesn't count against your data for the month.
So I've noticed that.
That
by
is
the way.
A tremendous advantage for someone who,
for the moment,
says, for the moment, of course, that I do this. Well, let's apply that to everything Time Warner, or this company owns, whether it's CNN or HBO or Turner, TNT or Turner Movie Classics or TBS, all those sports things. It starts to become a pretty powerful lure to AT&T as your phone company, and what's more, it becomes very expensive to watch something that isn't one of their channels. So this is the this is what we're building toward. I don't know. You got to be sort of platform agnostic. I don't know what the future of television looks like, whether it's, to the degree that it's over the air or online or through your phone or some other device. But I do know that the people that control those things and control the content have a tremendous say in what they can charge and how you access
it. The argument used to be that you could own the pipes or the water. You couldn't own both. You could either own the distribution, but you couldn't own the content, and if you own the content, you couldn't own the distribution. That's the way it was in Hollywood for years and years and years and years.
Oh, yeah.
And in broadcasting, right, CBS was required not to produce its own programming, because it did for a while, and then they said, well, that's not right. Now, not only are you owning the water and the pipes, you're owning the lake, you're where the water comes from. Well, you're owning the houses.
And talking about that original Time merger with Warner, that's what was breaking down at that time. The what they called FinCEN rules, which said that you couldn't sell your programming in syndication if you produced it yourself. You had to buy it from another studio. Once those rules went away, suddenly studios bought networks, networks bought studios. And now we're seeing the other layer of it. You started to see it with Comcast when Comcast bought NBC and all, you know, those cable networks all came together under the same people that you were getting your internet, your phone, and your cable from. Mm-hmm. So it becomes this, again, in the short term, it may be, wow, we got all this stuff going and this is, wow, look at that deal and all that. But once it all settles down and you have a small number of companies determining what gets made, what gets shown, how much it costs you, and how you access it, then the screws get turned on the consumer.
It's hard not to see that that means bad things for the consumer, the way you just described it, if it goes down that road.
Yeah, the only thing that sort of counters that is there is that thing called demand, which says that if the content really starts to get bad, if the choices start getting prohibitively expensive, someone else will come into the market and try and figure out how to beat them at it. Mm-hmm. But the problem is it's been very, you know, we all thought that with some of the internet stuff, and it's very difficult to get mass going. Yeah, you can start a website and do your own TV news channel, but you're going to have a tough time building an audience of a size that competes with one of these other operations that has the money, that has the legacy operation, and again, controls a lot of the platforms and the pipes.
You've seen some breakouts in, you know, on Netflix with like Making a Murderer and things like that where people have been successful at that, but you're right.
Well, Netflix is scared to death of this deal, and yet at the same time, you know, there's all this talk of Disney maybe partnering up with Netflix. At one point, Apple was talking to Time Warner, we're told, you know.
Right. So now does Apple get together with Disney, or does Apple get together with CBS, or does that, I mean, because it seems like that's the next, or Fox. See, when you think about the megaliths here, and I know we got to run, but we got NBC and Comcast together. Fox has got a gigantic platform, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, they've got, because now they're entering into the sports arena with FS1 and all the rest of the stuff that they do.
Well,
Fox Movie Network and all that. Then you've got ABC Disney with ESPN, and you've got CBS with all their, I mean, in CBS, you don't even think about what CBS
CBS is probably going to go back together with Viacom.
Right.
They were once one company. They split up. Now they're probably going back together. And then don't forget, you know, you're seeing these ads during the Cubs broadcast. The, you know, Sony has PlayStation. They're running TV deals on that. You can get it.
You can watch it on Twitter.
Isn't that amazing? Thursday Night Football.
Thursday Night Football was on Twitter. And I'm like, I looked at it. And I'm like, why do I want to watch? First of all, why is football on Thursday night? That was my first thing
I
screamed at.
Wasn't it Burt Bell who said any given Thursday? You know?
Exactly. But you know, isn't it? It's like, it just screws up all the betters. All right.
But it does seem like everything's moving off the to your mobile devices, right? You have 25% of people who don't have pay TV.
Another thing the millennials have screwed up for us,
that's
by the way.
Because right. The screens are getting smaller. Them.
No, it's true, Phil.
But it's still duplicative. But you know what? It's still duplicative. You know, the truth is, there's still not as much money in some of these other ancillary channels as there are in the old broadcasters. We just don't, they're not hip.
Isn't that true?
And they all talk about, and they still, you know, I've been surprised by that. You know, legacy media has been very resilient. Wall Street isn't real interested in it, but, you know, the revenue still comes in through those big antennas and things.
That's
so
true.
It's,
let me just tell you something. I mean, Phil, to your point, that more people listen to this radio station in a week than watch most secondary and tertiary cable networks in a week.
Mm-hmm.
This is one radio station in the Midwest, and it is more partisanship than does most of cable. So, including, I mean, up until recently, MSNBC. They've made it, this year it's a little different because you got Trump.
But let's see him next year.
Trump's been really good for all the ships have been, they're rising. All right, Phil, thank you very much. Phil Rosenthal
good to see
from
you,
the
Phil.
Chicago Tribune. The always great Phil Rosenthal. Great read, no matter what he's writing about.
Mm-hmm.